You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Locked On Jaguars, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Zach Goodall. You can make sure to throw me a follow on Twitter, at @Zach_Goodall. I am without my co-host tonight, Chris Thornton, as he is off doing something stupid like going to Topgolf or having fun, blowing off the fun stuff that is talking football. But it's cool because I've got someone else here with me today. We are doing a special interview with NFL draft prospect Ole Udoh. He comes from Elon University. He had a big week at the Shrine Game down in St. Petersburg, Tampa area. So good that he got himself a call up to the Senior Bowl where he represented on the South team. So, Ole, very excited to have you on tonight. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
You got it, man. I just want to give, you know, as many draft prospects as much exposure as they would like on this on the show, make it real comfortable. So we'll go ahead and get down to it. There was a really cool story that came out from Greg Allman of The Athletic. He's a friend of mine. His son's a friend of mine. They're both really great with football. But it profiled your career going into Elon and what you did. You were going there essentially on the idea that, you know, as much as you love football, you wanted to get an education there in the medical field, kind of following your parents' footsteps, correct?
Yes, sir.
So kind of, detail that for me. Like what? You know, what did your parents do? What did you want to do?
My parents were, dad was a medical doctor and kind of emigrated from Nigeria. Same with my mom. My mom came around when she was like 18, my dad in his 20s. And so they basically, my mom went to undergrad here and my dad did his residency, and they basically, met in New Jersey, New York area, where they ended up getting married and having four kids. I have an older brother. Little sister plays basketball at Wake Forest, and then a little brother who's in high school getting a couple D1 offers for football and playing basketball too.
So definitely a lot of sports in your guys' background for sure. And so you went to Elon after redshirting your freshman year. I believe you went on to start for 4 years. And, I mean, the story about it was about your weight, that it got up to, I think I read right, that it was at 384, and then you started to realize, like, hey, the NFL might come calling, and that's where you've gotten yourself to, came in at the Senior Bowl at just under 6'6", 327 pounds, so that's incredible work ethic right there. But, I mean, when did you realize that there was some serious potential for you to turn that corner and make the move up to the NFL that motivated you to do this?
Well, I'd say probably after my freshman year, like during my freshman year, we had a scout come in for one of the seniors on the team. And I had a brief conversation with him, and he basically said, well, just by your size alone, we'll definitely be back. And so I kind of kept that in my head and was like, all right, if they're going to be back, I got to give them something to come back for. And so I just started to lose weight, trim down, and try to be like the best football player in the best football shape that I could be.
And what exactly did you do, I mean, to trim down the way you did so efficiently? I mean, like I said, the measurements that you had come in at the Senior Bowl, not only just height, weight, but also, I mean, arm length, hand size, the whole nine yards. I mean, you've got the intangibles of like a top tier right tackle in the NFL when it comes to size.
So you asked what I did. I basically did a lot of cardio on my own. I changed up my diet a little bit. I was eating a lot of carbs and fatty foods right before I went to bed, so I had to cut that out. And then I started eating like healthier meals and limiting the amount of like junk food meals that I would eat during the week. And then from there, I just did basically kept doing the cardio. Then some summers I'll just do calorie counting apps and stuff like that. Just a whole bunch of different things just to keep track of it.
Now, I promise you we'll move back into the full football atmosphere. But just one last question about school. It was noted, like I said before, that you wanted to, you know, study to get this degree. Did you end up getting that degree or did you?
Yeah, I got it last year in May 2018. Yeah, I got it in exercise science with a minor in biology.
Nice. So you've always got that fallback option no matter what. And that's something I feel is so important. Like Justin Herbert out of Oregon, he had the chance to be a top three pick this year, and he went back to school to be sure to get that degree. So that's definitely awesome, and congrats to you for that. And now we can go ahead and move on to football. So during your time at Elon, I mean, if I read correctly, is that you made the switch to offensive line a little later in your high school career, and then, you know, you really started getting developed at Elon. So what were some of the most important things you did for your football game as a tackle that you developed there under that coaching staff?
Well, just being able to learn basically the game of football. So from my coach, I learned a lot of different defensive fronts. I learned a lot of different schemes. And during the 5 years there, I was lucky to have the same offensive line coach, Coach Robo, there, who basically just helped me whenever I needed answers for anything. If he didn't know the answer to anything that I asked him, whether it be technique-wise or scheme-wise, he would always look it up and have an answer with me pretty quickly. So just being able to have him be a mentor for me and help my game out was huge for me.
Now I'll kind of get a two-parter on you with learning scheme and technique and stuff. What do you feel more comfortable as a run blocker or a pass protector? And then on that note, do you feel schematically more comfortable in zone or in power?
I would say for the most part, I like to run block better, but I would say at this point I'm a better pass blocker. But at the same time, I would say I do both of them pretty well. I would say for the zone or power run, I would say my offense that I ran the last 2 years of my career was both power and zone run with RPOs and a whole bunch of other factors in there. So I would say for that part of the question that both I honestly blocked them probably 50-50 an amount of reps over time. So I could probably do both of them just as well.
And that's so important, is to have that versatility. And it also gives you a pretty good look at to where you're at mentally as a football player, because there are so many of these guys that come in and, you know, they're a bit of projects. They've got learning to do on both sides, but to have that versatility is definitely an important thing to have. And what would you say, as a whole, your best trait as an offensive lineman is? What you do best?
I would say probably my athletic ability and my bend as an offensive lineman is probably something that ranks me probably at the top of the offensive line talents, I would say.
And where do you feel that you have the most to improve as you go through this draft process and ultimately get drafted and work yourself into being an NFL starter?
I'd probably say technique, because you can't master that enough. You have to, especially playing against some of the best athletes in the world, you have to be on top of that or else you'll just get left behind. So just getting there and absorbing the technique and everything that I learned from my position coaches and teammates will definitely be something to help me be the best player I can be.
Now, you got that call up from the Shrine Game, and that's something that does not happen too often, but the best of the best get that to happen from the Shrine Game up to the Senior Bowl. So, I mean, tell me about some of that experience, like some of your cool memories from there, some of the guys you got to meet, some of the reps you had, some of the guys you went against. What was the best part about Mobile?
That call up was awesome when I got to talk to Jim and I got to see him when I got there, just to be able to put on the Phoenix helmet and represent my school one more time was just really a great thing to look forward to. And when I got there, I definitely played against some of the best edge rushers, I would say, in my draft class. So I played against Montez Sweat. I ended up playing against people like Zach Allen, O'Shane, just a whole bunch of good talent, which I think is good at the end of the day for me, just to be able to get that exposure to it before having to jump right in come OTAs and rookie minicamp.
Now, obviously, when you're there, it's the ultimate spotlight on each prospect, and with that, they get to meet with all these different teams, so you don't have to give away any info on, you know, who you met with, any of that stuff. But how did those meetings go? I mean, did you get a good sense as to, you know, what this is like for the people across the room with you working on the like with the whiteboard and stuff like that? How did that process go for you?
I think it went pretty smooth for me, to be 100% honest with you. The interviews, I think I met with over those 2 weeks, I probably met with close to all the teams, and just being able to talk and see where they were at with base. You could definitely tell some teams scouted you a lot heavier than others, and I was able to see that kind of just to see if maybe some teams wanted me a little bit more than the other. So it was definitely a cool experience to have.
Now, this being a Jaguars podcast, the only team I'll ask you about was any meetings there with the Jaguars at all?
Yeah, I did meet with them.
Nice, that's awesome.
I think it went pretty well, yep.
Now, so what are you going to be doing? You know, you're going to be at the Combine, correct?
Yes, I'll be there. I think we're offensive line's like one of the first groups to report, so I should be there late February and up until March 1st.
Now, how what's your training process like heading up to that? I mean, how intense is it? What's some of the stuff that you and the guys you're working with doing just to get ready for that?
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good program. So we work out 6 days a week. We have two workouts a day, sometimes three, sometimes four. Actually, we've had a couple 4 day 4 days, but just mornings are usually like speed work and linear, and as well as straight head, like 40 prep and stuff like that. And then we go in the afternoon, we either have a lower body lift or an upper body lift. We also have like position work, and then we'll go do regeneration activities like yoga, cryotherapy, sauna, Normatec, just a whole bunch of stuff to have our bodies feeling right for the training process, as well as coming up for our pro days and combine.
Now, kind of a two-parter here. What drill do you think you'll do the best at when you're at the combine? And also, the average offensive tackle in the NFL, going back, I think, 10 or 15 years while this data has been collected, has run a 5.27 40. So I'm curious, what are you thinking you're going to run in the 40 as well?
You said 5.27?
Yeah, 5.27 is the straight
average
for the past, I believe, 15 years out of 431 tackles that have run.
I probably will be, I don't want to say like too much faster than that, but I should hopefully test faster than that.
And where are you?
I don't know yet. I don't know because I haven't run it in a little bit, so gotcha. Hopefully I get faster than that though.
You have any drill in general that you think you're just going to, you know, blow out of the water?
Let me think. Probably vert, maybe. Vert, maybe 42.
Ooh.
Yep.
That'd be real impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well,
I'm hoping on it, but we will see. That's like a game time thing.
Right.
I'm hoping to be one of the top testers, though, in vert jump.
And you certainly got the length as well, so that I'm sure will help you out. And my final question to you, it's not as much football, it's not as much testing, but an NFL team, I'm sure of it, is going to be drafting you in late April. What is whoever drafts you getting in Ole Udoh, the person?
They're getting, as a person, they're going to get a responsible, hardworking guy who is going to put his franchise at the forefront of everything they do from there on out. And then from a football aspect, you're going to get the same hardworking, dominant, run-blocking, pass-blocking type of guy who can basically block just about any scheme.
Well, Ole, I really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck to you. Like I said, I mean, your Shrine Week to Senior Bowl moment, moving up, that was awesome. I got to spend a lot of time in the film room there and watching your tape, and I'm really excited for you. Hopefully the Jaguars will look your way, but wanted to thank you for stopping by, man. Best of luck to you.
No problem. Thank you.
And that will do it for today's episode of Locked On Jaguars. Make sure to go ahead and subscribe anywhere you can listen to podcasts. You can find us for more prospect interviews coming your way this offseason.